make the most of it?
Well, yeah, I actually came in as a tight end. I don't know how much of the story you can, I guess, take at one time, but shoot, I came in actually as a walk-on. I first played tight end, and I redshirted the 2008 season. I came in and earned myself a scholarship that next semester, so that was a blessing. And I did my best at the tight end position. I was a blocking tight end, the second tight end in our option. Then I moved to outside linebacker. I started a few games in 2010. Moving into the 2011 season, I played primarily outside and also the inside linebacker during dime packages. And towards the end of the season, I played mostly the inside backer, you know, a 3-4 scheme. Moving into the 2012 season, I just, you know, kind of just cut loose, put it all together, and just try to put my best foot forward. So I believe my body work at FAMU kind of stands tall, along with the things that God has been able to do in my life. And I'm ecstatic to be a Detroit Lion, and I'm ready to go to work.
Have they, when you talk to the Lions, how are they looking at you? As a multidimensional or strictly inside, special teams? What have they said to you?
Yes, sir. There's still some things I'm still figuring out. You know, I'm still caught up in the rapture as far as it's concerned with the entire draft process. You know, it's been a long day, but I'm happy that I found a home with a team for now, and I'm going to work my hardest just to really make the best out of this investment that the organization put upon me. The organization has a lot of plans for me, and I plan to make the most out of each opportunity I have. So I'm just going to go in, work hard, and, you know, just continue to put my best foot forward and try to make the best of everything.
Can you tell us the story of how you cured cancer?
I haven't. But, yeah, I actually did a lot of great work with Dr. Robbie A. Petros down at the University of North Texas in conjunction with Florida A&M University through the chemistry department and the Rattler Association of Chemists, headed up by Dr. Ngozi Ugochukwu. And she's, you know, everybody at the school has to go out to a summer internship. And mine just happened to be at UNT under Dr. Petros with Alicia and Nicole Harris. And yeah, we were able to do some great work there. I was a part of a great project dealing with nanoparticles and nanoscience and working towards a cure in cervical cancer.
Can you explain exactly what you did? Because some of those words are too big for us.
the nanoparticles are basically, they're particles too small for the eye to see. And what they do is they're used as a drug delivery system. They call them NMEs, new molecular entities. So these NMEs are used basically to carry drugs to the problematic site. So let's say you had a tumor, right? These drugs would be injected into the problematic site or the tumor, and they would carry the medicine. The medicine we use is copper. We load our nanoparticles with copper, and copper has a certain cytotoxicity quality, meaning that it's toxic to the problematic site. And basically, we kill the cancer that way. So long story short, that's some of the stuff we did, but I'm looking more towards what the stuff I can do on the field.
Yeah, Brandon,
that's great.
That's great, man. I think you might be wasting your time playing football.
I get that a lot, but you know, my number one love. I always wanted to be in this position I am now, you know, to be able to live out my dream of playing in the NFL. Because at the end of the day, you can't play always. You know, hopefully after a long career, you know, maybe I retire when I'm 40, maybe 50 or something. I'll be able to go into that aspect of, you know, the talent that God has given me, and I'll be able to explore that a little more in depth. Hopefully David, nobody cares it before me, but even better so if they do.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do after football? What would you do with that career?
After football, I have a lot of things I'd like to do, but number one focus right now is, of course, football. It's to be an asset to the team. It's to be the best linebacker I can be, to take, you know, the coaching of the great coaches we have, you know, to learn under Coach Schwartz and Coach Burke, and really just grow. I want to reach my full potential, and I want to be the best linebacker I can be.
Great.
There was an article that said you want to own a pharmaceutical company, though. Is that true?
This is true. This is true. At the end of the day, after football, I would love to own a pharmaceutical company. I have made some great friends at FAMU, along with some other great reputable institutions. And I would love to start as a research lab at first and then grow to become a large pharmaceutical company, yeah.
How'd you go from just living in New York to Florida A&M? That's kind of an interesting transition.
Well, really, it's where God led me. I really prayed about it a lot with my family. And, you know, just having faith in Christ, I ended up coming to FAMU. They actually offered me an academic scholarship, so I chose to go. I had a lot of talks with the coaches that were there before I came, under Coach Ruben Carter and Coach Orlando Mitchin, who was our defensive coordinator at the school at the time. And I had a scholarship offer that was on the table. So I decided to come down, but sadly, they were fired, and they had to find new work. So under our new coach, Coach Justin Taylor, who coached from 2008 to 2012, I was a preferred walk-on, and I guess the rest is history.
Just curious, before you go, is what was your SAT scores and ACT scores back in high school?
Excuse me, can you repeat the question?
What were your SAT or ACT scores back in high school?
My SAT scores, let me think. I knew I got a 1400. How it split up, I think I had a 590 on English and 720. I think it was 720 in math. If that's correct. It was a 670 in one and 720 in the other. So I think the 720 was in math and the 670 was in English. Altogether was a 1400. So it was pretty good.
Wow. What's the lowest grade you've ever got in your life?
The lowest grade? I got some low ones now.
No.
chemistry test, man. Like, it's my butt, especially with practice and all that. So you ask my girl if it was good for me. But I don't know if I'm comfortable saying that one.
What was your grade point average in college? Hey, Brandon, what was your grade point average in college?
3.3. Yeah, I graduated last spring, April 28th, Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. It was a 3.3 at the time.
Great.
What was the degree in?
Biochemistry. Yeah, I remember
my degree in
biochemistry.
Oh, biochemistry.
Just wondering, what did you score on the Wonderlic?
That's a good question. Dude, they can tell you better than I could. I forgot what they said. 27. There it is. I remember now. I scored a 27 on the Wonderlic.
Hey, back to football for a quick sec. What contact did you have with the Lions before this? Did they come down and work you out or anything?
Yeah, the Lions definitely were a very interested team throughout the entire process, starting all the way from the season. They came down and, the scouts came and saw a lot of film, definitely evaluated me well. And, they maintained contact throughout the entire process. They were the only team that actually brought me in to an informal meeting, during the combine. I met Coach Schwartz, met the linebackers coach. I met a lot of people that are part of the front office. And it was an awesome privilege to be around such prominent men and some great guys that were a part of the game and coaching. So they really showed a lot of interest, and I was just wondering, if they were going to make the decision to draft me. And now that they have, I'm very grateful. I'm extremely thankful.
Do you have any sisters I could marry or anything?
Sadly, my sister is married, though. It was a great time, so yeah.
Well, so is he.
Yeah. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you. Hey, thanks, Brandon.
Real quick, who's your agent? Real quick, Brandon.
Yeah.
Did he hang up?
No. Who's your agent?
Oh, Carlos Rodriguez of MAC.
And, and Brandon, do you have a nickname or you just go by Brandon?
I do have a nickname. I have a couple, but I like the Hulk best.
What?
I like the Hulk.
The Hulk?
The Hulk?
Hulk? Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, fun.
That actually kind of makes sense.
Okay, thanks, Brandon. We'll see you soon.
See you in a couple weeks.